Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Manim. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and here Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Test. The first Perek Lifnei Eidehem. The Zichu Maseches Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated Lezeche Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Lezeche Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, our Braisa listed the various nations who ruled Eretz Yisrael during the second Beis Hamikdash, concluding that one can calculate dates based on how many years passed since the Churban. A Papa says that if a Tana teaching this price is unsure precisely how many years passed since the Churban, but presumably knows how many centuries passed, he should ask the scribe how many years he writes in the Shtaros, which are dated from the Greek era, and add 20 years, thereby arriving at the correct number. Since the Greek era began 380 years before the Churban, adding 20 years completes the hundreds. If a scribe does not know which year to write in Ishtar, he can ask a Tana how many years he is counting from the Churban and subtract 20. The simon to remember who adds years and who subtracts years is Safra Batsira Tana Tosva. A scribe subtracts, a Tana adds, meaning a scribe writes words of the Torah with fewer letters, for example, Moshe without a Vav, in accordance with the Masorah. A Tana teaches Tosefta, which literally means addition. Point number two, the yeshiva of Eliyahu taught, Sheshes Alafim Shana Hava Olam. The world will exist for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years were Tohu, nothingness, meaning devoid of Torah. The second 2,000 were Torah, without Mashiach. And the final 2,000 were destined to be Yomas Mashiach, but Be'avosenu Shabrabu, because of our many sins, Yatzmehen Mash Yatzmehen. Those years which have elapsed from Yomos Mashiach have already elapsed, and Mashiach has not yet arrived. The Gemara asks when the 2,000 years of Torah began, because Matan Torah at Sinai can be proven to have occurred after the third millennium began in the year 2448. The Gemara answers that they are counted from the time of the Pasuk Vesa Nefesh Asher Asu B'Haran, and the people they made in Haran when Avram and Sarah first taught Torah to people and converted them. We have a tradition that Avram was 52 years old at that time, completing 2,000 years from creation, because Avram was born in the year 1948. Rapapa says that a Tana trying to calculate how many years have been lost from Yomos Mashiach can add 48 years to a scribe's date, and a scribe who does not know the year can ask a Tana counting from Yomos Mashiach and add 52 years. And point number three, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, the one who does not know which year of the Shemitah cycle he is in may calculate it based on the Churban. The Churban occurred in the first year after Shemitah, at the end of the year, Av, so that year is calculated as part of the Beis Hamikdash era. Therefore, he should first add 1 year. Then he should divide the centuries into periods of Yovel and add 2 years for each century, because the Yovel cycle is 49 years. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, whereas the Rabban hold a Yovel cycle is 50 years. He then divides the prate, the specific number of the last two digits, by 7, and the remainder will represent the current year of the Shemitah cycle. The simon to remember to add 2 years for each century is the pasuk Kizeh Shnasayim Harav Bekerav Haaretz, for these 2 years of famine throughout the land. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Braisa listed the various nations who ruled Eretz Yisrael during the second Beis Hamikdash, concluding that one can calculate dates based on how many years passed since the Churban. A Papa says that if a Tana teaching this Braisa is unsure precisely how many years passed since the Churban, but presumably knows how many centuries passed, he should ask the scribe how many years he writes in Ishtaros, which are dated from the Greek era, and add 20 years, thereby arriving at the correct number. Since the Greek era began 380 years before the Churban, adding 20 years completes the hundreds. If a scribe does not know which year to write in Ishtar, he can ask a Tana how many years he is counting from the Churban and subtract 20. The simon to remember who adds years and who subtracts years is Safra Batsira Tana Tosva. A scribe subtracts, a Tana adds, meaning a scribe writes words of the Torah with fewer letters, for example, Moshe without a Vav, in accordance with the Masorah. A Tana teaches Tosefta, which literally means addition. Point number two, the yeshiva of Eliyahu taught, Sheshes Alafim Shana Hava Olam. The world will exist for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years were Tohu, nothingness, meaning devoid of Torah. The second 2,000 were Torah, without Mashiach. And the final 2,000 were destined to be Yomas Mashiach, but Be'avosenu Shabrabu, because of our many sins, Yatzmehen Mash Yatzmehen. Those years which have elapsed from Yomos Mashiach have already elapsed, and Mashiach has not yet arrived. The Gemara asks when the 2,000 years of Torah began, because Matan Torah at Sinai can be proven to have occurred after the third millennium began in the year 2448. The Gemara answers that they are counted from the time of the Pasuk Vesa Nefesh Asher Asu B'Haran, and the people they made in Haran when Avram and Sarah first taught Torah to people and converted them. We have a tradition that Avram was 52 years old at that time, completing 2,000 years from creation, because Avram was born in the year 1948. Rapapa says that a Tanna trying to calculate how many years have been lost from Yomos Mashiach can add 48 years to a scribe's date, and a scribe who does not know the year can ask a Tanna counting from Yomos Mashiach and add 52 years. And point number three, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that one who does not know which year of the Shemitah cycle he is in may calculate it based on the Churban. The Churban occurred in the first year after Shemitah, at the end of the year, Av, so that year is calculated as part of the Beis HaMikdash era. Therefore, he should first add 1 year. Then he should divide the centuries into periods of Yovel and add 2 years for each century, because the Yovel cycle is 49 years. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, whereas the Rabban hold a Yovel cycle is 50 years. He then divides the prate, the specific number of the last two digits, by 7, and the remainder will represent the current year of the Shemitah cycle. The symbol to remember to add 2 years for each century is the pasuk Kizesh Nasaim Harab Bekerba Arts, for these 2 years of famine throughout the land. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Tes, and our standard Siman is a teapot, because teapot is a tuh sound, and also because a tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the second year of Avram Avinu's life, and tested him by making him calculate which year of Shemitah it was based on the Churban. Once again, it's a motion. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot, that must be on Daf Tes. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban, which reminds us, a braisa listed the various nations who ruled Eretz Yisrael during the second Beis HaMikdash, concluding that one can calculate dates based on how many years passed since the Churban. Rav Papa said that if a Tanna teaching this braisa is unsure precisely how many years passed since the Churban, but presumably knows how many centuries passed, he should ask a scribe how many years he writes in the shtaros, which are dated from the Greek era, and add 20 years, thereby arriving at the correct number. So the antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us that the world will exist for 6,000 years and that the 2,000 years of Torah begin when Avraham was 52 years old and he and Sarai began to convert others. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life and tested him by making him calculate which year of Shemitah was based on the Churban, which reminds us, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that if one who does not know which year of the Shemitah cycle he is in may calculate based on the Churban. So once again, the antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life and tested him by making him calculate which year of Shemitah was based on the Churban. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The yachid and rabbim who sat on haystacks, that must be more on daf hay. The Yachid and Rabbim who sat on haystacks for their tshuva lesson from a king teaching about the eagle, which reminds us, David HaMelech and Klal Yisrael only did their deeds, referring to Batsheva and the Chet HaEgel, to serve as models of tshuva for a Yachid and Tzibur. So the Yachid and the Rabbim who sat on haystacks for the tshuva lesson from a king teaching about the eagle, writing thank you notes to those who sinned and didn't live forever, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Bo v'nachzik tov v'avosinu, come let us show gratitude to our forefathers who worshipped the eagle, Shimal hinu chatu anu banu olam, for if they had not sinned, we would not have come into the world. The Gemara proves that people would have had children, and therefore explains that it would be kamishu banu olam, as if we did not come into the world, for if they would have lived forever, we would have been utterly insignificant relative to them. So the Yachid and Rabbim who sat on haystacks for their tshuva lesson from a king teaching about the eagle, writing thank you notes to those who sinned and didn't live forever, were distracted by a farmer warning them not to shech the calf until tomorrow because he already sold the mother today, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when animals are purchased to be used for sacrifice versus for meat. A Mishnah teaches that on 4 days of the year, the day before Shemini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, when many people purchase animals for meat, a seller must notify the purchaser if he sold that animal's mother or offspring that day, so he'll know not to shek this animal until the day after because of the prohibition of Oso Vesbeno. Dav Vav, so the Simmer Dav Vav is a sword because the Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. When the sword dealer, sword, that must be on Dav Vav. When the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why doing business with idolaters is prohibited before their festivals? Is it Mishum Har Vocha, because of the profit he gains, for which he'll praise his foreign god and mention its name? Or is Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Mikshol, because of the prohibition before a blind person you shall not place a stumbling block, meaning facilitating the idolater's sin by selling him an animal he'll use for a sacrifice? A nafkamina is if the idolater already has an animal. He still profits through this transaction, but it would not violate Lifnei Iver since he already has an animal to sacrifice. So, when the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside, never to be used, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Nasamai, if one did business with an idolater in violation of the rabbinic prohibition, what is the halacha? Are the proceeds prohibited in benefit? Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasan Asur, if he did forbidden business, the proceeds are prohibited. Reish Lakish says, they're permitted after the fact. So when the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside never to be used and sent an invoice to collect a debt from a goy who would eventually be happy when it was paid off, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda permitted collecting debts from idolaters because it upsets them. The Chachamim responded that although it upsets him now, he rejoices afterwards. The Gemara asked, does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with this reasoning based on a case regarding a woman applying lime to her skin on Chol HaMoed? Rabina answers that Rabbi Yehuda generally agrees with the Chachamim's logic, but holds an idolater remains upset about paying a loan, having hoped he would never repay it. Dav Zayin. So the Siman Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Siman. So here goes. The gun shop owner. Gun? That must more on Dav Zayin. Kli Zayin. The gun shop owner who gave insurance to print in green dye that were printed in bright red, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Baba Kama, Reb Meir says, Hanosin Semulat Tzava, if one gives wool to the dyer, Lisbolo Edom, Utzva Shachor, if he gave him wool to dye red for him, and he dyed it black, or vice versa, Reb Meir says the dyer pays him the wool's original value because his deviation from his instructions is considered stealing the wool, so he acquires it with a physical change of coloring. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says the owner pays either the dyer's expenses or the wool's improvement, whichever is less. So the gun shop owner who gave in shirts to print in green dye that were printed in bright red was relieved he could claim his refund since it wasn't the day before Yom Eid, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel prohibits doing business for 3 days before and after an idolatrous festival. The Chachamim respond that only before the festival is prohibited, but not after. The Gemara asks that their opinion appears identical to the Tanna Kamma's on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, and four interpretations are given for the Machlokas, the fourth one being that although the latter Rabbanan agree the business is prohibited before a festival, they hold like Nachman Madi, who says, Eino Asr El Yom Echad Lifnei Eden, it's only prohibited to do business with idolaters 1 day before their festival, whereas the Tanna Kamma prohibits 3 days before. So, the gun shop owner who gave in shirts to print in green dye that were printed in bright red was relieved he could claim his refund since it wasn't the day before Yom Eid and had his son sing Hashem's praises before davening that next time they come out right. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about the order of a person's davening. Should a person request his personal needs first and then daven, meaning Shmoneh Esrei, or first daven and then request his personal needs? Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is challah. So here goes. The challah baker, challah, that must mean we're in Dav Ches. The challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with both Tanaim recorded on the previous Dav, whether one should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu before or after davening, and say, Shol Adam Sracha B'Shomei Tefillah, a person may ask for his needs during the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. Rav said that although a person may make any request during Shomei Tefillah, but if he wants to say at the end of each bracha a personal request similar to the topic of each bracha, he may. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah davened that the man with the world is coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, which reminds us Adam Rishon thought the world was ending and then made a yantav when he realized that the days getting shorter or longer were minhago shel olam. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah davened that the man with the world is coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, so he could deliver his custom challah shaped like a Roman soldier shaking hands with a Jew, baked to commemorate their shared victory over the Greeks, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Rome's alliance with the Jews to conquer the Greeks and the eventual subjugation of the Jews. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which duff do we learn that a Kush Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael like the pecking of a hen, meaning piecemeal? That's on duff? Dalad. Good.
Number two.
Which stuff do you learn about how to calculate years from the Churban based on dates in Shtaros? That's on Daf Tes. Good.
Number three.
Which stuff do you discuss when animals are purchased to be used for sacrifice versus for meat? That's on Daf
Hey.
Good.
Number four.
Which stuff do we learn that the 2,000 years of Torah begin when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old? That's on Daf Tes. Good.
Number five.
Which stuff do we learn that Bilam knew the exact rega, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day? That's on Daf Dalet. Good.
Number six.
Which stuff do we learn that Nachum Amadi only prohibits doing business with going one day before their festival? That's on Daf Zion. Good.
Number seven.
Which stuff do you learn how to calculate Shemitah based on the Churban? That's on Daf Tes. Good.
Number eight.
Which stuff do you discuss if the business prohibition with the Goy is Mishum Harvacho or Mishum Lifnei Iver? That's on Daf Bav. Good.
Number nine.
Which stuff do you learn that Adam Rishon thought the world was ending and then he made a Yantav? That's on Daf
Ches.
Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss if one did prohibited business from an idolater? Are the proceeds prohibited? That's on Daf Bav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.